This is my reading passage, and it begins on page 183, and it's the first couple paragraphs of the story until the top of page 186. There was a man and a dog, too, this time. Two beasts, counting old Ben the bear, and two men, counting Boone Hagenbeck, in whom some of the same blood ran which ran in Sam Father's, even though Boone's was a plebeian strain of it. And only Sam and old Ben and the mongrel line were taintless and incorruptible. He was 16. For 6 years now he had been a man's hunter. For 6 years now he had heard the best of all talking. It was of the wilderness, the big woods, bigger and older than any recorded document. Of white man, fatuous enough to believe he had bought any fragment of it. Of Indian, ruthless enough to pretend that any fragment of it had been his to convey. Bigger than Major Despain, and the scrap he pretended to, knowing better, older than old Thomas Sutpen, of whom Major Despain had had it, and who knew better, older even than old Ikomatube, the Chickasaw chief, of whom old Sutpen had had it, and who knew better in his turn. It was of the men, not white, nor black, nor red, but men, hunters with the will and hardihood to endure, and the humility and skill to survive. And the dogs and the bear and deer juxtaposed and relieved against it, ordered and compelled by and within the wilderness in the ancient and unremitting contest, according to the ancient and immitigable rules, which voided all regrets and brooked no quarter. The best game of all, the best of all breathing, and forever the best of all listening, the voices quiet and weighty and deliberate for retrospection, and recollection and exactitude among the concrete trophies, the racked guns, and the heads and skins, and the libraries of townhouses, or the offices of plantation houses, or, and best of all, in the camps themselves, where the intact and still warm meat yet hung. The men who had slain it sitting before the burning logs on hearths, when there were houses and hearths, or about the smoky blazing piled wood in front of stretched tarpaulins, when there were not. There was always a bottle present. So that it would seem to him that those fine, fierce instants of heart and brain and courage and wiliness and speed were not concentrated and distilled into that brown liquor, which not women, not boys and children, but only hunters drank, drinking not of the blood they spilled, but some condensation of the wild, immortal spirit, drinking it moderately, humbly even, not with the pagan's base and baseless hope of acquiring thereby the virtues of cunning and strength and speed, but in salute to them. Thus it seemed to him that on this December morning, not only natural but actually fitting, that this should have begun with whiskey. He realized later that it had begun long before that. It had already begun on that day when he first wrote his age in two ciphers, and his cousin McCaslin brought him for the first time to camp, the big woods, to earn for himself from the wilderness the name and state of hunter, provided he in his turn were humble and enduring enough. He had already inherited then, without ever having seen it, the big old bear, with one trap-ruined foot that in an area almost 100 miles square had earned for himself a name, a definite designation like a living man. The long legend of corn cribs broken down and rifled, of shoats and grown pigs and even calves carried bodily into the woods and devoured, and traps and deadfalls overthrown, and dogs mangled and slain, and shotgun and even rifle shots delivered at point-blank range, yet with no more effect than so many peas blown through a tube by a child. A corridor of wreckage and destruction beginning back before the boy was born, through which sped, not fast, but rather with the ruthless and irresistible deliberation of a locomotive, the shaggy, tremendous shape. It ran in his knowledge before he ever saw it. It loomed and towered in his dreams before he even saw the unaxed woods where it left its crooked print, shaggy, tremendous, red-eyed, not malevolent, but just big, too big for the dogs which tried to bay it, for the horses which tried to ride it down, for the men and the bullets they fired into it, too big for the very country which was its constricting scope. It was as if the boy had already divined what his senses and intellect had not encompassed yet. that doomed wilderness whose edges were being constantly and punily gnawed at by men with plows and axes who feared it because it was wilderness. Men myriad and nameless, even to one another in the land where the old bear had earned a name, and through which ran not even a mortal beast, but an anachronism, indomitable and invincible, out of an old dead time, a phantom, epitome and apotheosis of the old wildlife, which the little puny humans swarmed and hacked at in a fury of abhorrence and fear, like pygmies about the ankles of a drowsing elephant. The old bear, solitary, indomitable, and alone, widowered, childless, and absolved of mortality, old Priam left of his old wife and outlived all his sons.